League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm live at Highland Pines Golf Course where the Dan Pastorini tournament will take place today. So a big day out here, big night last night at the Marriott Waterways where they raised a lot of money for the Dan Pastorini Foundation, which goes to children who really need it, who are special needs, and touching stories last night. It was a great night and a lot of money raised, so that was a lot of fun. Hopefully Dan will get here. I talked to Todd Callis last night. Hopefully he is going to get here. I saw your boy Sparky over there. Lance, he was good. Kevin Eschenfelder, all there. Pastorini was there. All kinds of people there that were helping to. Goose Gossage, I got to sit down with him for a while last night. That was fun. It was a fun night. So they're going to be here today. And hopefully, man, Goose Gossage, the stories that this guy can tell, and he don't hold back now.
He played in the 70s and 80s. MLB,
old school baseball.
He's gonna have stories.
Oh yeah, and he's old school baseball guy. He said he learned about baseball in a bar with Dick Allen. Dick Allen took him under his wing when he first got up with the White Sox back in the day. I think late 70s, and Dick Allen was there. And he said every night he'd take him to a bar, and he said I learned baseball sitting there and drinking with Dick Allen. And he said. Got me to the Hall of Fame. So I hope
you
can get here.
You've been in bars drinking for years,
right.
And you're in the Hall of Fame.
I got to the Hall of Fame. That's
so
how
why,
I got to
you
the
know,
Hall of Fame.
Don't sell yourself short.
No. That's how I got to the
Starting
Hall of Fame
to
as
see
well.
How people get to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, me and Bruce Gossage. Same thing.
If you get to a bar, you got a chance to get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yep.
I'm just going by the numbers.
We are going to, two, right here. Right here.
I'm just telling you. I'm a numbers guy, and the numbers tell me that your odds go up.
And you guys can stop with the Johnny Wood and all the Hollywood stuff. If you see my shirt right here, it's a bunch of the state of Texas, okay? It's the state of Texas all over this shirt. The guys from
– If you're one of the 117 people streaming right now.
Yeah, right. Right, you can see it. Well, for those of you that can't see it, that's on you for not being here on the stream. So you can see, yeah. So it's an awesome shirt. It's the guys from Jack Golf. They do a lot of great stuff. As a matter of fact, I met the guy here the first time was here.
Say
out
it
of
fast.
Highland Pines. Pardon me?
Say it fast.
Jack Golf.
Okay.
Yeah. Jack Golf.
Okay.
I mean, who's a perfect wearer of it? Me, okay? Jack Golf.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So that is happening. Our Houston Texans looked offensively great. Will Anderson Jr. looked great. Neville Hewitt had to come in because of the injury to Aziz Al-Shaair, and he played pretty well. He made a lot of tackles. He was around the ball a lot. You know, they just did a good job without Kamari Lassiter. They did a pretty decent job. It was actually Stingley that got beat on the 35-yarder before the half. That was him for
being. Butte, he got run by.
LSU guy. LSU, violence on violence.
No,
LSU
there was violence. Butte would be an NFL, if not for his character, he would be he would have been a more prominent player. He's got talent. He just
low character guy who, man,
the stories behind the scenes about he didn't want to play because he didn't get his – he's one of those that thought he had a certain amount of money coming and didn't get his money and – so he just basically kind of shut it down for LSU. It was a
his last year there.
But he's talented.
Was awful.
But he's talented. But still, Stingley getting run by like that, I was like, ooh, yeah. And separated too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know what? Nitpicking. But they look pretty damn good offensively now. Joe Mixon just brings a different
level. I want to ask you something. I'm not. You know, it's a 20-point win on the road. You'll take it. I tell you, I don't know. You want my honest opinion? You come out of there, and Drake May puts 21 on you and actually started off poorly. I thought this is going to be a disaster. And then he got better. Like, they kept him throwing shorter stuff. They were smart with the play calling. He took what was given to him. Eric Murray had trouble on coverage. I was a little disappointed defensively. I mean, that right tackle is atrocious for he got the brakes beaten off him by everybody. Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter got one. Like, the right tackle is terrible for the Patriots. So I don't give you a whole lot of, you know, I'm not going to give you a bunch of cookies for beating him. But offensively, they put points up. They had a lot of times where they were in favorable positions because of turnovers, at least early on. They had two long runs. One was over 50 by Damian Pierce. One was, what was the other one? 70? Like how far? No, both of them were over 50. One for Joe Mixon, one for Damian Pierce. You know, that's like 110 of the rushing yards. They didn't run it as, I don't know. I just came away from this game. I mean, it's 41 points. You won by 20. And just watching the game, you take away a couple plays, and this was not quite as dominant as you would think by the score.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hesitant. You know what? It's the NFL. The other team does have players. Not that they have any good players on the offensive line. They're just you had a 59-yard run and a 54-yard run. And that was – I mean, you still had – well, that's 103. You only had another – you had another
59 and 54 is 113.
Yeah, but you got 192 total. So you had another 80 yards. So 79 yards. So that's pretty good. I mean, I think we're nitpicking a little bit too much with this team. I know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying. I mean, I'm sure. You know, 26 carries, how many yards did you say?
There were 28 carries, 192 yards. So 6.9 average. Of course, you did have the two long ones, but – you know, Agubon Wale had two carries for 8 yards, CJ three for seven. But, you know, they did go stale in the first half. Touchdown, and then missed field goal, interception, punt, and then the end of the half. I mean, after that first couple of drives, they let him back in there, especially at the end of the half with the touchdown pass over Stingley. And you know, it's a 14-7 game.
I didn't feel threatened. I mean, I didn't feel. To me, the easiest money in the whole entire world was Texans -2.5, the halftime line. I just thought this is a joke. I mean, the Texans are still clearly way better than the Patriots, and they got their touchdown. Then the Patriots had a turnover. Or was it a field goal at the end of the half? No, they got a touchdown. Then in the third quarter, it was a touchdown. And then you had the field goal after a turnover. And then they had another turnover. You got another field goal. And it was – but once it got 27-7, I knew it was over. The Patriots then scored again on Hunter Henry touchdown pass. But the Texans – it's nitpicking. I'm just – all I want to say is it's a good win. Anytime you go on the road and win by 20, it's a good win. The Texans are now 5-1. I mean, this is their best start. And they've only done this twice in their history. I just, when things get, when they're up against not Anthony Richardson, not Caleb Williams' second start, you know, not Trevor Lawrence, not Drake May. This has been a very favorable quarterback run.
This is the week, Green Bay week. Green Bay's a really good football team. You've got to go up there.
Test now.
in a hostile environment. I think there's going to be a great atmosphere. I think that, you know, both teams are really, really good. I think both teams are going to use this as a litmus test to where they are. Yeah, you really haven't – listen, this the gauntlet of quarterbacks that we were expecting this football season, it just hasn't – it hasn't produced yet. It just hasn't. You thought –
well,
you know,
didn't
Anthony,
think that – well, I don't – I didn't think – I thought, man, you're getting Anthony Richardson on his fifth start ever. You're getting Caleb Williams his second start ever. Like, I thought – Jacoby Brissett or Drake May. Like, I didn't think this was going to be a hard one. Sam Darnold. I thought Sam Darnold would be one of the biggest layups of the year, potentially.
Yeah. So well, you didn't get the best Josh Allen that you could.
Trevor Lawrence has been the worst of the group.
Yeah. Oh, he was bad again. Holy crap.
Lance, to put a fine point on your eyes, maybe telling you something that the numbers didn't, the Texans had three explosive runs when you include the 20-yard touchdown run by Joe Mixon. They had 59 yards outside of three runs on 25 carries. So yeah. What you were feeling through the game was, sure, these three plays hit, but every other time they were trying to run the football, it was just barely over 2 yards.
25 of the 28 carries averaged less than 3 yards a carry.
Yeah, so they got their explosives, and that's kind of how the game went.
Yeah, and CJ with one of his lower passing totals in a long time at 192 yards, three touchdowns, an interception. You know, I came away from this thinking, yes, it's a good win, but when you get – right now, my expectations are way higher probably than some fans who are just thinking, I'll just take a division title, it'll be good. No, I'd like to see them challenging for a Super Bowl appearance. And to do that, you're going to have to play – I'm holding them to a little higher standard, that's all.
Well, listen, they did this – New England's got a pretty good defensive football team, right? And you know, you can't just discount, okay, we'll take out the explosive plays. I mean, the explosive plays really count. And he had a short field quite often because of the turnovers as well. They took care of that business. That was another – here comes the gauntlet, okay? First you got Green Bay and Love. You know, we'll see what happens if it's going to be Richardson or Joe Flacco. But then you got Aaron Rodgers – then you got Detroit.
Jared Goff.
Yeah, Jared Goff. Yeah. Then you've got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now in Dallas, and so this is the gauntlet right here, the first gauntlet that you're going to face, and then you get a little bit of break, Tennessee and Jacksonville. And Miami, and then you got another gauntlet again in Kansas City and Baltimore. So this is the
easiest part of the schedule.
I don't know how Mike McCarthy keeps his job today.
Jerry Jones has already asked. He said there's no way he's getting rid of him. Don't even ask. He's absolutely not getting rid of him, and that's that.
I don't know how. You know what? And you know what? And a lot of people are calling for Jerry to just step down because it's so bad. How awful are they getting blown out again at home?
They're
embarrassing.
But they've got a quarterback at least, so they've got solid standing. Listen, they missed a lot of players. They were very injured. It doesn't matter. You should never get embarrassed like that. Everyone has injuries. Everyone has injuries.
Well, and it's not just that. Even if they were – Micah Parsons – they were terrible at home defensively with Micah Parsons on the field. I mean, that defense is one of the worst in the NFL. One of the worst in the NFL. I can't wait to go play them there. That's not a litmus test of anything. That's one of the worst teams in the NFL. It's got to be one of the worst home teams in the NFL, as bad as they are. They are awful. That was just embarrassing yesterday. And, boy, how bad did you feel for Aiden Hutchinson?
Oh,
holy crap.
Man.
That was awful. That was awful. That was like a UFC fight, you know, where the guy whips his leg and holy crap.
It was Snacks told me it was exactly what happened to who was it? Anderson Silva had that happen to him.
Yeah.
When he kicked.
Yes.
And then his leg shattered and went sideways. That's what happened to him. It was, I haven't heard that because it's a lower leg like that, my guess is he'll be out for the year. I mean,
Oh, absolutely. He's done for the year.
Well, I mean,
he's going to be in the next season.
Broken tibias are 6 to 8 usually. They're not as, they're not as drastic.
That was immediate surgery, broken tibia.
Right.
Yeah.
Clean fracture, but I don't know. I mean, look, we're already getting into past, we're getting to mid October, so yeah, I think he'll be done for the year. I don't know if it's going to be as long as you think though.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
that looked like an Alex Smith injury.
Well, his involved multiple ligaments and multiple. Yeah, that was just a clean fracture.
Whew,
so it looked really, really bad, but I don't know that it's going to be. I don't know that the timetable is going to be as drastic as you think, though. But it was horrific. I think if he tapes it up, he could play next week.
Yeah.
Get some shots, pour some beer on it, tape.
Let's go.
A couple braces.
That's the way to do it. Pour some Coors Lights on it.
I mean, if there's anyone who's going to do that, it's Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, no kidding.
I can get out there and get you one sack. Well, Aiden, let's just take the rest of this year off. But Cowboys, sorry, we're not making this an Aiden Hutchinson thing. I am going to officially petition that the Cowboys be removed from the state of Texas. This is embarrassing for us.
Yeah.
I Googled Ted Cruz wasn't there, so you don't have any excuses. I don't ever hear about, Ted was there and we were hurt. No, you were hurt, but Ted wasn't there.
Ted was there. Goodness gracious. We're blaming every loss, every embarrassing loss on Ted Cruz.
Well, he gets a lot of them.
He's responsible for a lot of them, but not everyone.
Two of his last 13, I think, or 2-13 in his last 15. So it's like if you wanted to use
that
as an excuse.
I didn't know he had that many wins.
I didn't. Yeah, I don't know where the wins were.
I haven't seen those.
But the Houston Texans are like, man, they were, you know, they weren't as sharp as you'd like. They won by 20.
Yeah,
you got beat by what was the final total on that one? 42 or was it 38? Or they didn't give up 50, which is a good thing. I thought they were going to give up 50. Detroit only got to 49. So from in terms of positive things, Detroit wasn't able to get to 50. Jerry said everything's fine. We're going to stick with our head coach, and you've got your quarterback tied up for years with an enormous contract. So. To me, and CeeDee Lamb looks totally engaged in football right now.
Oh, he hates it.
Yeah, no,
he
I think
hates
you guys
his
are in
life.
Good shape.
Yeah. No, he's the next hamstring trade me.
Oh, no, and he just got a new contract, too.
I know. Hamstring trade me. That's what you're going to see out of it. He's going to pull – Devontae Lamb is about to pull one of those. I got to get out of here. Boy, did he look like he just hated his life.
His body language is terrible.
It's awful. You know what's great is Dream Rate. My man Kent Jones, he was at the Oregon game. Boy, we got a lot of football to talk. Holy crap, what a great weekend of college football. And my man Kent Jones was in the middle of it. He sent me some pictures of it. The atmosphere looked fantastic. He's coming back, and he wants you to call him. If you need a mortgage, he is the guy to see. He's been doing it for 30 years, over 1,400 of them. You think he doesn't know? And I'm telling you here and now. I mean, Lance called him about some advice, and Lance got all kinds of information. It was like crazy. You think if he's – and Lance isn't even paying him. If you're going to pay him to do your mortgage, he is going to work his ass off for you because that's what he does. And he saves thousands of dollars. And if you're sitting there going, you know, I'm just so sick of paying this rent, call him. Get a scenario quote. Ask him, hey, how can I get into my first house? Just give him a call, and I'm telling you, he will have solutions for you. This is a great time. The government is really helping you to get into that first house. So call Kent and start the process. 713-520-5626. 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com. Tell Kent you heard it right here.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC. NMLS number 2482473. J. Ken Jones. NMLS number 356118. Equal housing lender.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to go to that classic car show, Lance, on November 2nd. You'll be inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame that day.
No.
So you're not going to be able to do that. You say, okay? Just so you
know.
Well,
Todd may tell me to go there and then make the drive over to Kilgore. By the way, very quickly, I went and delivered some chilies to Gilbert. I got him his steak.
Yep.
Sirloin steak, medium rare. I got medium. medium. I just kind of had to make a guess. Corn on the cob with salt and pepper, and I did check before I, after I picked up the bag, I said, is there salt and pepper in here? Yes, it's in the packet with the utensils. I said, okay. And I, French fries was my guess for his second. I got a large Dr. Pepper because I knew if I didn't have the Dr. Pepper, it was going to be problems. And so I took it to Gilbert at Sharpview Nursing Home. For those who don't know, Gilbert is in a nursing home. His mom cannot help take care of him any longer. And Gilbert does not move around well at all. His legs are just really, like, he just can't move around. And so it was an interesting visit. At one point, I opened the steak. I opened the container, and I look, and, you know, they've got a six-ounce steak, I guess, and so it's cut, right? They've cut basically this piece of steak because no steaks are coming in the size, you know, that are sirloins. So they cut it. Gilbert looks in there. He goes, hey, where's the steak? And I'm like, oh, my God. It's so small. Gilbert's mad. And he goes, oh, there it is. And he goes, hey, I need you to cut that for me. I said, okay. So I took my plastic fork and cut Gilbert's steak, which was a challenge. And then, not that the meat actually was fairly tender, but it was still a little bit of a challenge. And then, as you know, John, you got to go get him his ketchup, and there's a lot of things you have to do to for the process. He put me in my chair. There's a lot of stuff. So then Gilbert, as he's eating, he really enjoyed, boy, this is so good. Now, he had a tray of food there when I got in. I said, Gilbert, you already ate. He goes, no, lift the lid. I lift the lid, and the food's still there. It might have been the worst plate of food I've ever seen. It was just terrible. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I see why Gilbert gets so excited about having food delivered. And while he's talking about, this is so good. Yeah, this is. He goes, thank you. This is so good. And then at one point he said this, and I have never heard him in over 20 years of doing radio. He goes, oh, baby. As he's eating his steak and his corn on the cob, he says, oh, baby, which was disconcerting, mm-hmm. but also enlightening because I'd never heard that. Colleen Wolf, I texted before I went in and said, any chance you're available for FaceTime? She said, absolutely. Let me finish this product call. And so she had a call with an advertiser, and it looked like it wasn't going to happen because I never heard back from Colleen. And then she said, I'm ready to go, right as I was about to leave. And so, and trust me, there were some scraps that Gilbert had with his Alexa on his iPad or tablet or Kindle, whatever it is. I noticed that there was Eminem was what was waiting to be played. So I don't know if – I just have a funny feeling that one of the people in there just put it on. There's no way Gilbert would have asked for Eminem. But, and I did play some Heidi Ho Princess for him, and then I turned it down because it was too loud. He goes, did turn it up a little bit? And so I turned it up. He goes, more. I turned it up one click more. 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 He told me more seven times. It was so loud. And I was like, Gilbert, let's turn Heidi Ho Princess down. So anyway, I said, oh, Gilbert, Colleen Wolf, let's FaceTime her. So I FaceTime her. Gilbert sees her. He's all excited. He does tell her. She goes, sorry, Gilbert, I don't have no makeup on. I got my glasses on. You know, sorry about that. I'm just sitting at home right now. And he goes, yeah, you look so pretty when you're on TV. And I thought, I don't know if Gilbert took a shot. Is that a shot?
Little backhanded
was
shot.
Was that a shot? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. She started laughing. She's got a great
sense
of humor.
Did he call her Two-Face?
No, he did say that. She still looked cute. Like, I don't. Like,
I'm not Gilbert. Questioning. I'm just saying what Gilbert might say.
And so then he goes, hey, you in London? Like, Gilbert keeps up with sports now. He goes, you in London for the game? She said, no, I'm going to call the game, but I'm actually going to do it from Los Angeles. I'm doing the pregame from here. He goes, yeah. Hey, say, let me ask you something. She said, what is it, Gilbert? He goes, yeah, you ever met Britney Spears? And she started laughing. She goes, no, I liked her when I was young, but I've never met her before. He goes, yeah, you meet her. Tell her I want to get a picture of her, okay? Anyway, and she said, okay, I'll tell her. And then I said, yeah, I brought Colleen, I brought Gilbert some steak and corn on the cob. That's his favorite here. And she goes, well, you know what, Gilbert, when I come in town, I want to bring you some steak too.
Oh,
when
no.
Well, he's oh, so
no.
stupid. I told
no,
her afterwards.
No.
Yep. It's too late.
Oh, my God. I expect a call today. When to the show, when is Colleen Wolf bringing him
well,
steak?
Well, and Colleen even said, he goes, yeah, immediately. Yeah, you coming to Houston this year?
No.
And she said, oh, no. You know, no. She thought she was smooth, saying, no, we're not coming this year. It doesn't matter, Colleen.
No,
and then
Colleen
he always said, hey, call Nicole. I'll talk to your wife. I said, okay. So I called, and then Nicole answered, and she's talking to him. I put him on speaker, and he said, hey, you didn't come here with Lance. And she goes, I know. I'm going to definitely come with him the next time.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh, why would you say this? And I told, and then she said it again before I hung up. And so I had to rip her a new one whenever that night when I got home. I said, don't say stuff like this. Because I'm getting the calls. Hey, you and Nicole coming? But so Gilbert, we had to get to me and Gilbert sat there and we talked for a while. And I found, and a lot of people reached out and said they wanted to help Gilbert with food and stuff. So I'll try to coordinate that. I appreciate all you guys reaching out to me and direct message. One of the guys runs 10 different chilies, and he's going to get a bunch of gift cards for us to use. Yeah, to help feed Gilbert from Chili. So shout out to that guy.
Outback helped out when I brought him, and you know, that was very, very nice. And that's real nice of Chili's as well.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. We got a guy that's been waiting since the first segment.
No, he hung up.
Oh, he did.
Well, Nelson, he wanted to come after me.
Yeah, I can see why. He wanted to talk about the Texans, and we had a Gilbert segment.
Well,
so
what happened?
729 on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Let's take a break, and anybody wants to get in,
come back in, Nelson.
What did you learn this week in one sentence is coming up in about 15 minutes. So get your what did you learn this weekend in one sentence ready. Because it was a weekend that we learned something. We learned something. It doesn't have to be about sports. But I learned something about sports this weekend. I really did. So I want to share that. Get yours ready at 713-780-3776. Get ready to hear about Zadig right now, though.
Zadig Jewelers is making sure that if you are getting a push gift, they have the perfect one for you. A push gift, this is something I didn't know about this. It's for your special someone who is delivering that child, your child, first child, third child, doesn't matter. It's tough. We couldn't do it. I know I wouldn't want to deliver a child. It looks too hard. I've watched it. It's not great. It's hard. And so what happens is a lot of people now are getting gifts for their special someone for being the one who carries the baby for 9 months and then has the baby. And a lot of times it's going to be something like maybe a bracelet. It could be a diamond pendant. It could be earrings. I know that Zadig Jewelers is going to have the perfect gift for you. The selection of jewelry is astonishing. 28,000 square feet means they've got space to host more designers than anyone else out there in the city of Houston. And it is just spectacular jewelry that looks amazing. They've got every selection you can imagine, very fair prices. And they want you to come in and they can guide you through the process of finding that perfect gift, whether it's for that push gift or birthday or a diamond engagement ring or an anniversary gift, or you just want to get a cool watch. They've got everything there you can imagine. Zadig Jewelers. It's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. For more information, go online and check them out for yourself at Zadig.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
You know, after one of the most exciting Saturdays I think we've seen in a while, it was a crappy day yesterday in the NFL. It just was there was very little. Name a game yesterday you were like, oh, my God, what a great game. It just didn't.
Actually, well, I mean, the Giants and Bengals were close.
It was boring.
It was pretty gross.
It was boring.
Washington and the Ravens was not bad. Titans and
Bears,
Colts,
it started, was terrible. The Packers game was terrible.
The Titans and Colts had a close score. I wouldn't say it was a great game.
It was not a great game. It was awful.
I watched
the
some
Bucks
of that
and
one.
Saints. You know who surprised me a little bit was Spencer Rattler. He was okay.
He was all right. He wasn't terrible.
And he threw a couple of picks that were bad. The Eagles game was an awful game.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the worst game of the day. Well, the Bengals and Giants was the worst. But, well, I don't know. Cleveland and Philadelphia was absolutely. Philadelphia's got some real problems. Man, I gotta tell you what. They paid Jalen a bunch of money. There's a lot of teams with high-paid quarterbacks that are really. And Jalen didn't even have a bad game. But they just aren't scoring, and
no.
it's you know, Dallas is a mess with that contract with Trevor Lawrence. You look at Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray. You guys can't. Deshaun Watson's the worst of all. Deshaun Watson is 590 out of 592 quarterbacks for expected points per attempt or whatever, the EPA, which is basically how you play on every play relative to the rest of the league. He's 590 out of 592 quarterbacks dating back to 2000. In other words, he's the this year he is the worst quarterback maybe in the last 25 years. Which tracks, actually.
Yeah.
And look at that. They can't get away from that money. It's so many teams now are completely buried due to their bad contracts.
Dak is burying them. Dak was awful.
Trevor Lawrence
has buried him. Deshaun has buried him. Jalen, I don't think, has buried him, but
no,
he's not good.
Not playing like he doesn't live up to his contract. He's not one of those kind of quarterbacks that get paid like that.
You know, 16 to 25, 264, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a 126 rating. I mean, that's okay.
20.
It was good, I guess. It was good, I guess, but they can't run. Saquon, 18 carries for 47 yards. Awful.
Well, the Browns front is pretty good now.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do a whole lot against them. Yeah. I wasn't really expecting a whole lot, but like.
No, but this, and now we've had more exciting weekends, obviously, but this weekend, the quarterback play was atrocious.
Yeah.
In the losing efforts, Kyler was terrible. Trevor Lawrence was terrible. Both the Colts and the Titans. Did you see Flacco's touchdown pass? He threw it up. It was awful, and it got in the end zone to win the game.
The one made by Pittman?
Yeah.
The catch? Yeah, he just kind of hung it up there for
He just threw it up.
Pittman. Flacco wasn't that bad yesterday, though. Flacco actually is better than right now half the league. That's where we are.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco plays quarterback better than half the league. It's like I'm starting to realize these guys who are pocket passers, I keep thinking, how in the world has Joe Flacco come out of retirement and played? I thought he was done basically 2 years ago, and somehow he's still able to be functional. Now, he's better than Anthony Richardson. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And it's like shooters in basketball. If you're a really good shooter, you can play for a long time. If you rely on just athleticism, you'll Steve Francis's thing out of the league if you're not skilled. Joe Flacco's skilled from the pocket. You can play for a long time if you can throw from the pocket. I mean, you have limitations. Once they pressure Joe Flacco, he's done unless he gets rid of it. He can't extend plays. But guys who can throw can play. Guys who are just athletes or runners who are inaccurate, man, there is really no guarantee for you. But I did see Lamar Jackson played well yesterday against Washington. I thought Jaden Daniels was good again. Jaden was
except
solid.
What, see, but was, they, he got clipped. They threw the ball 35 times and they ran 18. I mean, you gotta be. He got clipped yesterday.
Well, yeah, but that is the number one run defense in the league is actually Baltimore, and it was. Jaden Daniels gave him a better chance to win. I thought.
Yeah, but you can't just abandon it. You just can't. You can't.
No.
Well, listen, the Ravens are the best team in the NFL right now. The Ravens might be. I mean. I don't, of all the teams right now that you would want to play, you know, the Chiefs still have a little bit, the Lions have had issues, obviously. San Francisco's not even,
blow.
You know, I think the Ravens are the best team in the NFL right now.
Okay, well, I am being, the guy Nelson thought I was being too negative or whatever, and I guess people on the chat think it's too negative and I have really high standards for this team because I really think they got a chance. I just know the hard part's coming up. And look, a win is a win. I take it. A 20-point win, you look okay for the most part. There were some things I really liked. I love Joe Mixon coming back. What a difference Joe Mixon makes. Difference Joe Mixon makes. Another 100-yard game. He's played twice this year. In both games, he went for over 100 yards. He's played three times? What was the other game? Did he get hurt the second?
He got hurt the second
game. The hip drop game was the second game.
Yeah, the hip drop game was the second game.
Yeah, he didn't finish that game. But no. And he looked good out of the backfield catching balls.
Yeah.
Tank Dell was a much bigger factor. I mean, there were some good things in this. I think the tight ends continue to block better. Stover did a much Stover was one of the ones who got a clutch block when it came to the long run for Joe Mixon. Stover had played a big hand in it. There were some good things in there. I thought the Texans played really downhill as a linebacking crew against the run. But I'm just saying, we're talking about the best teams in the NFL, and neither one of us, even though they're sitting at 5-1, this does not feel like the Texans are one of the best. And that doesn't mean they're not going to compete. I'm just waiting for them to click and play at their best. I think there's still room. They're 5-1 with room to get a lot better. DeMeco said it after the postgame, hey, we got a lot of things to clean up here. But he was very positive in the room.
You know what? That was a nice win.
Do you feel like Texans are
a 20-point win?
You think Texans are one of the five best teams in the NFL right now?
Yes. Yes.
Name your best teams.
My best teams go with the Ravens and the Chiefs are two of the best.
Gotta go Lions.
I gotta go Lions. Yeah. Lions are gonna be up there, and I think the Texans are right there. I think the Texans are right there at 4.
Better than the Vikings who whipped their ass?
No. Okay, 5. Okay, maybe Vikings are 3.
Yeah.
Maybe Vikings are 3.
We can't just keep downplaying the Vikings because Sam Darnold is there. Like, at some point you have to just say, well, no one can beat them.
No, they're really good.
They
beat the Texans' ass. So, I mean, destroyed them. So, yeah. No. They're okay, I'm going to go Texans 5. Brady keeps putting Texans 3. I mean, you see him put out his power 5 every
week.
Well,
you know he's real tight with CJ, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the Texans should be one of the top 3 to 4 teams without question. I don't even think they're playing their best football up to this point, and they still, yeah, when I'm thinking about the teams, I mean, the Texans right now are better than San Francisco. We can't just give San Francisco a free in.
Absolutely.
They're not playing like it.
No.
They're not playing great.
No.
And no one else in that division. So, yeah, I think five sounds right.
Five, so, yeah,
yeah, I think five sounds right. And when I go through all the teams, like, yeah, I think five sounds right. It's not Steelers. Oh, congratulations, Steelers got another win. It's not the Steelers.
No, that's a bad football team to beat. All right, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. It's brought to you by Game Day Men's Health. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us. Be it your wife, your kids, your boss, your job, your football, whatever it is that you saw. Baseball, I saw. Disgusted me last night. Whatever it is that you saw, that you learned this weekend, you got one sentence to tell us. 713-780-3776. Let's go. Line them up. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn about Underdog, Lance?
Well, what I learned is my son's playing Underdog. I did learn that this morning since he was getting – and I'm like, hey, what are you doing playing Underdog? You're – wait a minute. Must be 18 or older. Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess technically you are allowed to play this. I will make the decision in my own home, but I know this. He did have some wins. He did have some wins in the because I looked at it in his he had some wins in his cash pick'em games. And let me tell you something. The pick'em challenge is what this is, they give you a wide variety. They've made a lot of changes over the years where this has never been more user friendly. Where first thing you need to do is go download the app. This is the key. Download the app. You can go to underdogfantasy.com or go to the app store. Download it. It's easy to download. Use promo code Lance. And they are going to give you a free cash bonus pick, a gimme pick for your first cash bonus or cash pick'em game. Then they're going to give you bonus cash of up to $1,000. And where you go from there is you start playing the cash pick'em challenges. They've got a variety of stats for all these players in the game, and you just have to find the ones that you think are soft, where you think, oh, no, this is definitely going lower, or this is definitely going higher. You pick anywhere between, you can go 2, but a lot of them now require 3, and 3 games, and as many as 8 players. You got a chance to win 1,000 times your original play. They've got profit boosters in there. They've got streak games in there. They've got everything you can possibly imagine is there. Just go check it out in the lobby at underdogfantasy.com. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm live at Highland Pines, where the Dan Passerini tournament goes off this morning. Hopefully we're going to get some of those guys on. Hall of Famers are here, celebrities from all over. Just a great night last night raising money for Dan's foundation, which helps special needs kids that really, really need help. So really cool event, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from them. I want to hear his thoughts on these Houston Texans. But we got game day, men's health. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Dell, you're going to have to call him out. I want to start, and Lance, this is not aimed at you, but because I was listening to the radio this weekend, and one guy was just ranting and raving about the playoff and everything else. What I learned this weekend is that if you didn't think that that these games are still meaningful, you didn't watch the LSU-Ole Miss game or the Ohio State-Oregon game or the Penn State-USC game, because those kids left everything on the field in three great games that looked like they meant everything.
How long
to
is
both
this sentence?
Teams. It's a long, it's a run-on sentence, okay. But it was only one sentence. But it was only one sentence.
It was the sentence I was monitoring.
Yeah.
It was one sentence. Just so you know, one sentence, Del.
Okay.
I learned that in one that's what I learned this weekend in one sentence.
Well, I'll go and stick with the mode or the avenue of college football. I learned that you can Woody Hayes a kid and no one's going to care.
Kirby Smart. If you didn't see it, Kirby Smart just shoved a South Carolina player.
The quarterback.
It was the quarterback?
Yes.
He was
coming to the sideline. Yeah. And Kirby was like, I was just trying to get to my defensive coordinator and talk to Glenn Schumann about something. Well, you know there was a human being in your way, and you just shoved him aside.
Did he punch him in the face like Woody?
Shoved him pretty hard.
He gave him a pretty good
two-hand shove, I guess, to avoid taking the contact himself. We know Kirby's a former safety. He delivered the blow.
Uh-huh. Atta boy, Kirby.
Well.
Nice.
Maybe not yeah, deliver a blow to the opposing quarterback.
I'm looking at it. Nice job, Kirby.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Woody Hayes lost. That man lost his job over that. No one's going to care about that, though.
Yeah, Mississippi State played with him.
Van Buren, a quarterback who did not have a lot of success through there, had a good day. But we got to move on.
Yep. Let's get the callers.
Let's start with Isaac. Isaac, what did you learn?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I learned that after 2 weeks of no penalties, the fishing tournament needs to investigate Laramie Tunsil, because I'm pretty sure we got weights and cleats.
We got what did he say?
I didn't catch it. I thought I heard cleats, but I'm not sure.
I just know that Tunsil did get hurt yesterday.
He did get hurt, so that's how he didn't have any penalties.
He hasn't had any false starts. No, he was there for a while. Fisher played well in his place. I think Blake's doing a nice job.
Yeah. How about that? A rookie coming in and having to take over. I mean, a couple of – hey, it's the left tackle. Holy crap. That was nice. Dell?
Now let's go with Brandon. Brandon, what did you learn?
Morning, guys. I learned that the U.S. men's national team and their new Italian coach are ready to dominate the rest of the world.
Thank you.
He's Argentinian, but whatever.
No, he's Italian.
Well, I'm just going by what he claims.
Italian-Argentinian. That's what he is.
I just know the man reps for Argentina.
What happened?
Well, they won. They beat Panama 2-0 in his first match.
Okay.
Panama.
Okay.
Take that.
We still got 2 years
for Panama.
And we're a year and a half away from World Cup, basically. So, good.
Yeah. Eat that.
Let's move to Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, what did you learn?
Dre Day.
I know what he learned. The Cowboys suck.
How we doing, Dre?
Hey, Dre. How you doing, Dre?
Double rod, fellas.
Double rod.
I learned this weekend that there's a quarterback that scheduled a hysterectomy who has scared little bitch syndrome. His name is Dakota Rain.
Man. Hey, listen. He's got years and years at over $50 million a year to work on this, okay?
Yeah.
So the good thing is there's lots of time for him to make things
work
right.
Through it.
Yeah.
You're going to work through it.
You
it might take a few years.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get rid of him. He's
uncuttable. It might take a few years for him to get rid of
work
through
you're
this.
You're going to be good.
He's awful.
I learned this weekend that at one point, Scooble got finally in trouble.
Trouble. He did a grand slam off Scooble. Holy crap.
Somebody actually hit Scooble and put him in trouble.
Yeah. How about that? Dell?
I'm just remembering how it didn't work out for the Astros. Sorry.
We're taking, let's get Tom on a mobile.
Taking victory laps.
Let's get Tom on a mobile. On that yeah, guy. We are. What's up, Tom, on a mobile?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? So I learned that even when I dress up like a woman, nobody pays attention to me.
Get out of here. Seriously.
Why is Tom getting...
Why is he catching
from... I don't think people believe his stories.
Is that it?
That's my sense.
Yeah, but he doesn't do...
You gotta add a little spice to anything you do.
No, not like Keith.
Well, he doesn't do anything. This guy's trying for the bit. Let's go to Philip. Philip, what did you learn?
What did you learn this weekend?
I learned that Death Valley is still the most electric atmosphere in college football.
It was wonderful.
But they had 105,000 something like that.
Lance, you sent me the Ole Miss girl crying.
Yeah, we'll have that later.
All right.
I think that's funny. I got a feeling that's on Ship Talk.
I would imagine.
I mean, that happened right after the game where a LSU husband and an Ole Miss wife, and she slams the gallon of milk down and milk goes flying all over the place.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I hate LSU. What's next, Del?
So much.
We move to Mark. Mark, what did you learn?
Mark, what did you learn this weekend?
I learned that if a girl you met one time invites you to a house party where you don't know anybody, don't make dark jokes about tying up the house hunter and stealing the dog in front of everybody.
What? Why would you do that?
No one knows your sense of humor, Mark.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I know. That sounds
like
something.
You don't know your sense of humor.
That sounds like something
creepy.
That call was like Evil Tom.
Yeah.
I learned if a girl invites you over, don't say that you're going to tie up the house hunter and steal their dog. Like, no. No. No, Mark.
That you just met.
Come on. 713-780-3776.
We move to Underrated Mess. Underrated Mess, what did you learn?
Good morning, fellas. I learned that Kyler Murray is in pure Call of Duty mode now that he's got his bag from Call of Duty as well.
Mm. Yeah, it's a new Call of
Duty
6.
We're moving closer and closer. Yeah,
it's coming, right?
Yeah, to that time of the year.
It's not out yet, though?
I don't play Call of Duty. I'm not sure if there is a new one, but they always have like add-ons that you can play before they release a full game. So maybe a new add-on's coming in where he's got a new map to play. Ooh. I don't know.
He's busy. All right. He wasn't good.
He has 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions this year.
Well, we know he starts off strong.
He's been electric.
In what, 5 games? They had a bye week already, right?
Yeah, he's not been as electric, I guess.
No,
he's
got 8 and 2 in 5 games?
4 touchdowns and 2 interceptions his last 4 games, with 2 of those games barely creeping over 200 yards passing.
Electric, huh? Mm-hmm.
Electric. Yeah, it sounds electric.
6.1 yards per attempt, 6.5, 6.5, 6.7.
Well, he did beat San Francisco last week, no? Of course, they look like, I'm telling you, this is a big week for the Texans. Green Bay looks good. Holy crap. Who's next, Del?
Lane, what did you learn?
I learned that I had a good weekend with family. Lane Kiffin didn't have a good weekend, and Lane Thomas had a great weekend. So
yeah.
2 out of 3 Lanes having good, that ain't bad.
No.
Yeah, right. You had a good weekend. Lane Thomas had a great weekend. He hit the grand slam off Trouble, Scoobel. And then Lane Kiffin didn't have a great weekend, which I loved.
And some would say that's 3 for 3.
Well, not for the lanes.
Some would say 3 for 3 for people who are observing the lanes. We wanted the other 2 lanes to do well. That was fine. Although I would have actually preferred the Tigers got through. But that's fine for AJ. Guardians have a better chance of winning that series than the Tigers did. So that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. We'll end with Tex-Mex John. What did you learn?
I learned that the UT A&M game later this year may be for the SEC West champion.
Well, I don't know how you learn that when they don't have divisions anymore, but...
Yeah, it's top 2 teams.
They may play each other in back-to-back weeks.
Well, but it may be for who... Oh, no, that's right. They don't have the divisions.
No.
So
how about... I learned this weekend that Navy and Army may play back-to-back weeks, and the championship game would be first.
Yeah.
Their championship game for the conference would be first, and their annual game would be second. That's how that might go for Army and Navy. They're both ranked for the first time together since 1960.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Army is like rolling great. People right now.
Yeah. Army is great right now. Yeah.
Because they went and got a bunch of guys in a transfer portal.
No, I don't feel like that's how that works.
Army's
not poaching people off of.
I'm going to somebody from Miami. I'm going to Miami where I can play. Listen, you got 2 years of service that we need from you. What? No.
Army doesn't have that. In fact, wasn't it part of the deal that they couldn't use NIL? They were trying to, and then they're like, no, you guys can't do that either. So, shout out to Army and Navy.
Well, don't forget, they get an education. Now they got to give 4 years of their life. But
well,
you know
all
what?
These players do. At every school, they get an education. What for them? They're paid. Oh, you get an you get a free education. Well, what about at LSU? That's not fair. Who cares about that? They need money. Shut up, Army. Do your 4 year stint. Shut your effing mouth. You get a free education. I got to wake up at 4 o'clock to do push-ups and PT.
Well, it's no wonder they're good. That's a different kind of kid that's going there now.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of kid.
Well, a kid better learn how to cut block and tackle effectively.
Yeah. Yep.
Not a lot of mistakes you can make there.
Hey, you want to learn flex bone? Yeah, all that firing of a weapon, but the flex bone, please, learn it.
Could I interest you in how to effectively block for the belly play?
Yeah.
That's it.
You want to be a 240-pound lineman? Have at it.
You want to catch 3 passes a year? Come on.
Yeah, we're the place for you.
That's it. We got a break.
We're looking for 230-pound white guys. Get in here.
I thought about going in the Army for a second, but then I said, well, do they have cool lights there?
Wait, did you think about that to escape penalty of something
well,
in Chicago?
Well, yeah. Well, a judge almost sent me there, but but it was different. But here's the deal: they don't enjoy Coors Lights nearly as much as I do. So I was like, I can't go there because I'm enjoying my cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. You think I didn't have some at the Pastorini event last night? Yes, you would be wrong if you think I didn't, because I did. Do you think we're going to have some out here today at beautiful Highland Pines? Yes, we are. Okay. Do you think we got a big golf tournament coming up this weekend? All right, a member guest. Do you think we're going to break the record for how many Coors Lights we've had? Yes, we will. I need you to try to break your own record. Okay, but do it responsibly. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It is keeping Texas chill. Keep Texas chill with me. Help me get Texas chill again with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.